All right, cool. But yeah, honestly, that was it. We're down in the garage lifting buddy's Jeep. It's
That's pretty cool.
pretty cool. Didn't go as smooth as we would have liked, but that's okay though. That's all right. It's, still
It's
complete.
part of the fun. Now you have know-how with cars too. Are you just like anything that
Yeah,
needs to be done, you can
I'm
do?
yeah, I can do stuff, right? Because of my job, right? The job we do, it's just you're constantly fixing stuff that maybe you've never seen before, you've never done. So it's like my uncle actually has got an expression, God hates a coward. And sometimes you just dive in and it's like, we'll just figure it out.
So there's a little bit of intuition there too. You're just like, this I've seen something similar to this. If it works the way other things work, it should be like this.
Exactly. Yeah. And
Got it.
actually with the job I do now, I do half my job hanging from ropes.
Huh.
So like I'll be like 60, 70 feet in the air hanging on a rope, cranking on some flanges and stuff like that.
Yeesh. So you're
Yeah.
good with heights.
Yeah, heights are no problem. No problem
No
with heights.
problem.
Yeah.
No
No problem
problem.
with heights. I was talking the other day, and the only time I ever get nervous is actually scuba diving.
I mean,
And
that
then
makes sense.
I
So
feel out
the
of my
opposite of
element there.
heights.
Yeah, I feel out of my element there. I'll do it and I'm fine. But I'm like, I no longer feel dominant.
I've actually never been, and I would imagine that it's just like, well, I don't know. I feel like I'd be okay just because there's not this imminent threat, like heights. I'm okay if I have equipment, I can trust equipment, but if I'm just like around a cliff, I don't really like that very much. I've never done like a hot air balloon. I don't see that. I don't believe that would be enjoyable at all. But like, you're just not like in the water. That's not where we're supposed to be.
Exactly. That's their territory.
That's not us.
It's not us, right? Yeah.
Never been us.
I did a scuba dive in Jamaica, and I was like under the shipwreck, and the shipwreck's on like an angle, right? It's not a huge shipwreck, but it's been like maybe 100 feet long, something like that. And
That's cool.
it's been there forever, right? It's been there forever, but it's on an angle, and I'm on the bottom, and I'm like, if this thing moves, I am so fucked. Just
Yeah,
crushed. So I'm getting the hell out
right.
of there. So
You think it would move slow though? Maybe you can swim out of that. What was the story with that? Was it like pirates smuggling rum,
I don't think
rigging
so. It
ship in
wasn't like,
Jamaica?
no, it was more like a modern day shipwreck, not so much cool piratey, just like,
Like a
Paul
Carnival cruise,
Carnival, probably something like that. Yeah.
way
Probably
less
some
cool.
tanker, some small
Yeah,
tanker that just,
right.
went down. But all right, business. I don't want to be too Matt-like and talking about other crap.
I
That's
can go with it. If that's how you want
no,
this to go, and we'll
that's
cover
Matt's
nothing.
job. He can talk crazy crap with me.
We'll cover nothing. I took notes. You sent me stuff. I was
I
sitting here
did.
thinking about it. I got notes here, man.
All right,
I
all right.
even wrote in a legible way so I can reread my notes.
I keep mine on
So
the phone because I am incapable of writing in a legible way.
I have a notebook. I try to write in it every day, but if I went back and tried to read anything of it, it just would not, like, I can't even read my own stuff.
I'm technically dyslexic, so
Oh.
like when I write on the whiteboard for workouts and stuff, it's just gibberish. It's like
Yeah.
only I can figure it out, and I just read what I think should be there.
Right. I struggle with the with spelling as well, so I have to kind of make it out. Like, yeah, this sounds like what I think the word should be.
Everything we put out for the podcast, my wife proofreads.
Oh, nice.
And she's good with grammar, punctuation, everything. So it's because if I did it would be so bad.
Dude, technology's been really clutch the past couple of years. I have this service called Grammarly, which is just basically like spell check on steroids, and it will just like structure your sentences and everything. And it has just been so helpful for me to try to like get stuff out there. Because if it was just me, wouldn't happen.
I obviously I text with Bethany all the time, and she's telling me before, she's like, if I didn't know you, I would swear you're a complete fucking moron.
Well, because that's just like how we're judged in school and everything. It's like being able to just regurgitate whatever is written and like taking notes. Just, it's not for everybody.
That's right.
Not
We'll
for
see who
everybody.
you call when you need your Jeep lifted. That's right.
They funnel you into the Jeep lifting direction at an early age. This is where you were meant to be. For me,
Exactly.
lifting weights. So,
I'm
and it
getting better
worked
at
out.
that. Dude, I'm an actual CrossFitter. Look, I got a tear on my thumb from the
Ah, what have
barbell.
you been doing? Some barbell stuff? Some
Yeah,
cleans?
yeah. Some I did some
Wow.
oh, it's my Tara. She programmed me cleans. I don't know what's up with that. But
And you can do them?
Yeah, I can do them. I'm not great at them. It's like anything. I do everything I do with weightlifting is pure
Just
strength, not
muscle in
skill.
it.
Yeah, just muscle in it. And that's what you like. And full credit, you called it exactly what I did on the CrossFit on the open. Couldn't do double unders. That's why I didn't turn in the second
Skipped
workout.
it.
Yeah, well, I did a version of it. I did box overs instead of double unders, but I mean, you can't submit
You don't
that.
want to do the singles?
I didn't want to. I did. Yeah, I didn't want to scale it because I did RX in the first one, and it's so I did box overs, and it was actually probably worse and took way longer. And then,
Yeah, box jump over is not great. Takes longer for
So,
sure.
and then the last one, like you say, bar muscle ups. I am that guy right now that I'm strong enough. There's no doubt in my mind. Like I'm doing heavy weighted pull ups. But it's like I go to do a muscle up and I'm like smashing my chest into the bar that the squat rack is moving.
Straight up.
Yeah, pretty
Just
much.
try.
So
I got ring muscle ups before bar muscle ups because there was something like, in terms of a skill, bar should be a little bit easier because it is fixed and you can just press down on it. But there was something about like having the weight, like having a barrier over my head that was a bit of a mental thing where with the rings, you just go right through it.
wide open.
Yeah. Can you do rings?
Never tried.
I bet you could even do strict. I bet if you do a false grip, you could just like
Yeah,
get.
like I could hopefully. I don't
Yeah.
know. We'll see. I gotta actually make an I've talked to her. I'm making an appointment with Carolyn Prevost and we're gonna go for
Oh,
some
cool.
lessons. So
That'd be awesome. Is she local to you?
she's about just under an hour away from me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's got awesome fifth in the games in the open this year.
She did?
Yeah, she
She
came
is
fifth.
she's back. So I was gonna ask if she's gonna be competing again.
I
How old is
think
she?
she's in her 30s. I think it took her by surprise too.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Like she's always super fit, right? Like she's pro hockey player. She was Taekwondo champ. But
And
she's a
she's a
full-time
bit
school teacher.
like that as an athlete. Like she's like engine, like grunt work, and she can like she can really put out.
Yeah. I think the best she's done is 13th at the games, which is still freaking amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Just making it to the games is incredible.
And girl can eat tacos. Man, we had her over here. We had tacos for dinner. They
Soft shell, hard
rock.
shell, doesn't
Soft
matter.
shell, homemade, beautiful tacos.
Nice. Homemade tortillas?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
Okay.
the wife takes care of me, man.
Corn? Wheat?
I think they're wheat. I think they're wheat.
Gotta be wheat. Gotta be wheat.
All right. First question.
Okay.
Okay. So the reason I wanted to talk to you is because you and I kind of get detail oriented on what is hybrid, what's not hybrid. La da da da, barbells suck, all that shit. And it's cool. And I like getting a little jabs on race brain. That always makes me laugh. It makes my commute. I smile on my commute, so that's always cool. But
This guy can't do dubs, skip the workout.
next.
Unbelievable, very believable, in fact.
Yeah, very believable. So first thing we're gonna do, define hybrid racing. All right. I actually have a definition.
Okay, I wrote one too.
All right. Well, you do yours first. You get your yours out.
No, you're excited. You wanted to, you go first.
All right. There we go. All right. Hybrid race is a race that must have a start and a finish point. That race must include a single or multiple forms of basic low skill cardiovascular endurance modalities, such as, but not limited to, running, bike erg, ski erg. The race must also include single or multiple forms of basic low-skill strength or fitness modalities, such as, but not limited to, pushing, pulling, lifting, carrying. That's it.
I have some issues with it.
All right, good. Let me hear
Hear
yours,
mine?
and I'll tell
Hear
you why
mine?
you're wrong.
So I have a functional fitness race with a bias toward aerobic endurance.
With a bias toward the road. Okay.
And
That's
that's
it.
it.
That's
That's
it. All
it.
right. All right. All right. All right. All right. First problem I have, and I have problems with my own definition.
All right. Let's hear all the problems you have.
Okay. So first problem I have with yours, though, and it's the same thing. It's the word with a bias towards. It's very vague. And that's where that the problem I get into is how do you separate hybrid racing from CrossFit? Or is in your mind CrossFit hybrid racing?
Well, I think that's where the race take like the start and finish, where I think CrossFit is kind of like a stage event. I would call a CrossFit competition an event where hybrid.
Multi-event fitness competition.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a
Is
definition
that
for that too.
That's what you have, that's how I did. That's the main thing that would differentiate. And we'll get into some of the details later about how to like split the bias of aerobic endurance, because obviously CrossFitters do have aerobic endurance.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of their stuff is spent anaerobic or even just like straight glycolytic, where they are just having to lift something that is so heavy that they need to bring their aerobic like system down. They got to down regulate things. So that's, there's like kind of a line there. And I was kind of playing around with it. I was like trying to figure out where that line is between like aerobic threshold that would kind of make it more of an endurance event. And a lot of times CrossFit will be there for sure, especially high end CrossFitters, but the multi-event fitness competition.
Yeah.
That is the difference to me.
Yeah. Cause then you can have your lifting for max weight. You can have your max weight.
No aerobic in that at all.
Yeah, exactly. You can have a single rep max. You can do whatever you want as far as that thing. Because, and then you can have a run alongside of it. You can do whatever, right? The CrossFit games. Some people are calling like Athex is another hybrid race. To me, it's not. Athex is CrossFit to me. I don't know if you.
Now, I'm not super familiar. Is it multi-event?
Yeah. So there seems to be three stages, right? Okay. So there's like
Athex. I'm sorry. Athex. Okay. I was thinking of RX1.
So RX1, I used to call a hybrid race, and I was doing that before because it was almost my way to say when we started doing the rankings that we weren't including.
You just wanted a Canadian in there.
Well, there was that.
Like, yeah, I'm putting a Canadian in, so RX1 counts.
But now I don't have to because
I
have
Austin.
There.
Yeah,
I got Austin. I got Maria. There. I got Jesse Bruce. Right, Jesse Bruce. It was kind of my thing to say like, hey, look at this other stuff that we're not looking at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we consider hybrid racing, blah, blah, blah. But then, and actually you kind of called me on it away when we were chatting one time, I don't consider it hybrid racing anymore because on the pro division, it's just too high skill. It is CrossFit. Like there is no separator, to be honest. It's like a CrossFit event. When you actually drop down the levels of ability, then it becomes more like a hybrid race because the skill level drops.
Mm.
If you're like expert and pro, it would be like CrossFit. And then down to intermediate and below would be more like, you know, be more of a hybrid race because there's nothing even as skilled as a rope, right?
So the skill component is where I lose me.
Exactly.
You lose me. I don't see why there can't be skills kind of built into these races as long as it's not insurmountable.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there are some skills that you just can't overcome. And there are other pieces that I think you can probably just do. Like a clean is a good example. You said, you're like, it's definitely, if you have more skill in Olympic lifts, you'll be able to move through it better. It'll be more efficient, but you could just pick that thing up.
Yeah.
You know, like
the problem that I run into is with the gymnastic movements and stuff like that. And some movements, an overhead squat, you can't go to like anybody on the street and say, even with a broomstick and say, do a proper overhead squat with this. A lot of them are not going to be able to do it. Right. So
I think that's
a high skill. A pistol squat, right?
A pistol. I did have that one written down as well.
Requires so much balance and stuff like that.
I was back and forth on pistol squat because I have like a list of skills that, and I don't know if we're jumping ahead.
Who cares?
If we're jumping ahead, what was your say? Oh yeah, okay. No, I guess this led right in. We did our definition in like what belongs.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. What belongs? What belongs? So you say a pistol squat? You back and forth?
I was, but. A lot of these skills, they end up being like something like a pistol or even like a clean, like we'll say clean or a front squat, for example. Like overhead squat's a great example of this as well. It's like it's not that technically difficult, but there's there's range of motion and mobility issues that will make it just not doable for a lot of athletes. So I don't necessarily like a double under, that's more of a skill where like it just kind of doing two things at once, kind of, and it's just practice. It's not strength. It is just kind of like a skill. I think like a, what would be another, like a ring muscle up is another example of that.
Yeah. This
you have the strength, you can have this skill, you can have the strength, but like you might not have the coordination and the skill and just trying to kind of get up there. And that's where I was kind of losing it. I was like, well, a pistol's like not that high skill. It's just like, there's a range of motion limitations for a lot of people. And that could be said about the wall balls as well, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be, but the wall ball to me, okay, like a pistol squat, I guess, and the pistol squat's something that I struggle with,
Yeah, it's hard.
due to piss poor ankle mobility, right? So I have to like lean so far forward to maintain my balance, right? So I'm with you there. The wall ball thing, I don't know if a lot of people is struggle with the entire mobility, or is it just like, I don't know, they're just not going down far enough. Like,
And that's the thing that can be overcome, right? Like if you slow down and you're paying attention to how deep, like you could probably get there. Like you might have to stop at the bottom or like really go real slow to get that depth
get a
and come
real
up.
wide stance.
So, yeah, like there's ways that you can overcome like those mobility limitations. And that's kind of like, again, where I'm like trying to draw this line. Like what are things that you can always do if you really wanted to, but you might not be able to do it as effective as someone who has like the proper ability mobility. Yeah, so overhead squat, like it there's like where the ones I had that were like a no were like handstand walks, just because like there's nothing you could if you don't have that skill, you just can't do it.
No.
You can't get through it. Like handstand pushups, I think some people just have a like mental block getting upside down.
Like, are you talking like a strip, but like you're not talking obviously a freestanding handstand pushup. You're talking about
No, no, no.
leaning against a wall or something.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes.
Is that?
Yeah, freestanding is basically the same as a handstand walk, but harder.
Yeah. So I'm with you because a freestanding, or not freestanding, an aided, like, you know, with a wall handstand pushup is just a matter of power output.
Yeah.
It's a range of motion most people are able to do. And if you were to say take away weight from them, they would be able to perform the movement. So I would actually be okay with that
Nice.
because I don't think it's a super high skill. It's no different to me than a military press and an overhead press.
Yeah.
It's just it takes a lot of strength.
It takes strength. And again, there's a little bit of just like overcoming upside down. It's kind of like the scuba diving. Like, it's just like with the block, you have air, you can breathe it, you're swimming down, but it's just like, hey, I'm not supposed to be here. Being upside down, same thing. Being upside down. Okay. So handstand pushups, they're in.
Yeah, I'm
Great.
okay with that.
Great. I had snatch as a no-go.
Like an over, like a barbell
Barbell.
snatch. No,
Barbell snatch.
not a chance.
Barbell
Way
snatch
too
is no
high
go.
skill. My shoulders are scared just talking about
Yeah, and it just takes a long time. It just takes a long
it.
time to get better at something like that.
Yeah. I would be okay with the com with not snatch calling it ground to overhead.
Yeah.
Because then you could put it up into a clean, you can muscle it up, you can get anywhere from the ground to pushing over your head in any fashion you want. I'm okay with that. The snatch has that specific wide grip movement that is quite frankly terrifying.
Right, where you have this basically skip everything, throw it all the way up. Okay, a ground overhead, I think that's fair. But then dumbbells, a dumbbell snatch, I think is pretty low skill. That's just grip and rip.
Yeah, actually, I'm okay with that. And that to me, I think is one of the moves that I'm surprised nobody has used yet. But I
Yeah.
think the reason being is judging on lockout is, and that's, I mean, we can get to that too when we talk about judging and stuff. And when you're picking different
I didn't have
moves.
that on my list. You didn't mention judging, and I should have known I was going to get ambushed
Dude,
with a
that's
judging
what I'm
question.
all about judging. That's all I do.
Oh my
Bitch about judging.
God. I
No,
should have
but,
had that right. I should have prepared for nothing but the judging conversation.
No, but I like the snatch with the dumbbell because, again, like you say, it's pure power output and also from a safety issue. Like, if you get a bailout on a dumbbell snatch, it's not a big deal. You
Yeah.
know, you're pretty safe, right? It's not that big. And again, you don't even have to call a snatch. It can just be ground overhead.
True.
Right?
True.
So that's why, because then you're not, it doesn't matter, right? Like you say, grip and rip, if you got to stop halfway, you got to whatever. And so that's why I think that's actually a good move that people don't have, that nobody's used yet.
Takes a lot of the shoulder mobility out too, like because you get a little bit more freedom to move that shoulder joint.
And you can kind of put the lean on it on one side so that you can,
Yeah,
you know.
exactly. So I think that would be okay, especially on the judge. Oh, we don't have to jump to the judging. We're gonna
I
be
know how
the
to fix
jury.
that one.
Well, what the Ram Burpees are doing now, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, that one's gone to shit, though. I don't think the judging's gone very well.
No, just for one event though.
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of events, right? So I've seen the fit, but I've also seen a lot of miles and strongs and whatnot.
Oh, well, those are always going to be a mess.
I know, but even still, I
Those
mean,
are
if
always going to
you
be a mess.
if, so if you just take Knoxville and just watch that, like there was a lot of not perfect. And I've said this before, the Ram Burpee thing needed to be fixed. We all agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally need to be fixed. looked terrible. But right now, what's going to happen is it's slowly going to creep back down. And even when I
It
watched Knox,
probably.
yeah, when I watched Knoxville, I saw some people who were doing really good, but I also saw some people who weren't doing really good. But it was close. And I mean, you know, it's yourself, range of motion, a lot of people can't lock out all the way. We had that in the open with that one girl who,
Rebecca Fuselier. Yeah, her elbow angle's all funny.
So, I mean, how do you judge who can lock out, who can't? That's why that lockout thing is a bit of a sketchy deal. But it becomes that close gray area again. And then just like, you know, just like anybody cheating on a test at school, just slowly gets better. And then they'll have to get to slam it back to get better. It is better, but I'm still not sure that's the best way to go. I had a different method for the snatches with the dumbbell, or ground to overhead with the dumbbell. And that was quite simply ground to overhead. Don't worry about full lockout. And this is why I like the dumbbell too, because it's the easiest spot to hold it overhead is at full lockout. And then you have to step forward 1 meter to another line. Then you can put it down and do the next rep. Step forward 1 meter to the other line, put it down, do the next rep. But you have to hold it over your head while you're stepping forward.
You're carrying it forward
Exactly.
overhead. Huh.
So it's
Okay.
best to have it at full lockout because that's the easiest way to carry it overhead. But if you're bent and you're overhead, who cares? If you want to waste your energy that way, go ahead.
Huh. I like the idea of moving things forward when we're talking about like different ways to add things in. So what else then with high skill? Like we
Okay, so
have
here's
snatches out,
snatch
wing
is out
muscle up
for sure.
out, handstand walk is out.
Handstand walks is out. Muscle ups, out.
I think bar is okay.
You think bar's okay? Really? But here's the thing. If even if I was to take away like 50% of someone's weight with bands and whatnot, most of them still couldn't do it.
Yeah, they're pretty. Yeah, I know.
You know what I
But
mean?
I
And that's
think.
how I look. That's how, and that's kind of in my head when I struggled. And this is to say, the problem I have with my definition is the word low skill, high skill is where that line hits.
Yes.
So the way I started to put it in my head is if the movement, if I can tell anybody and I can just show them once, okay, like for example, a squat, I'm going to show you how to do your squat. You're down to this level, you stand back up. Great. You might not be able to do it with the weight we want, but you can do the movement. Right? You get on an assault bike. Great. You might not be fantastic at it, but you can do it. So anything that I think that I can tell the vast majority of the population to do in one try with super lightweight or no weight at all, to me is low skill.
So you wouldn't even put a pull-up in here.
But see, a pull-up, I think if you
But
take
this is,
people away, you can do. Right? Like if you know those machines that they got in the gym, where they kneel on them. So if you take the weight away, I think that that's a low enough skill. The one that gets me that I hate this, because according to my definition, should be out, which sucks because I really want it in, is a rope climb.
I had that as a question mark.
So here's where it gets me, and this is the interesting part. A rope climb, a legless rope climb, I would have in because it's just brute strength, and a rope climb with feet, I would have out because it's a technique.
It's so much easier though.
You
If you can
know?
figure out that technique for 1 second, do you do leg? Are you a legless rope climb person? Do you not have the foot hook
Oh no, I can do.
situation?
I'm great with the foot
Okay,
hook. I'm
good.
good. I can do either. I'm fine with it. I just do the legless for exercise. But on a Spartan race or whatever, I use legs all the time.
Oh yeah, gotta.
It's just.
That's what I had a bit of a question mark on that.
Where do you think that one lies?
Well, when I'm looking at this, I had it on that it should be. I had like a can and a can't, and I had that as a can. Because the way I was looking at this, like what would stop the competition from becoming an aerobic endurance event?
Okay.
So, depending on how many rope climbs we're talking about, because they are just so muscularly taxing, there might be a point where you're like standing there looking at it.
Oh
You know,
yeah, for sure.
and that like you need to have everything kind of come down, and there's a bit of a fear element in that as well, which is like I need to bring my heart rate all the way down. If it gets below aerobic, then it's out for me. But if
Okay.
it's like, but like in a Spartan race where it's just one, like no one ever just like, no one that's like competing really will come up and like look at it, you know.
Okay, so you say when it gets below aerobic, but so what I'm thinking too is, and I know you said this before when you guys, and you know, you're kind of joking around and stuff, but when you're talking about replacing sled at high rocks, and
Get it
you're
out.
like, let's put in like a barbell with a clean, right? Or
Barbell.
like barbell with something. Great, but wouldn't you have people just sitting there and going and staring at that too? Like if you're doing
Probably.
30 reps of whatever and then that kind of rains. I mean, there's other reasons I don't like that thing, but I'm thinking just to go with
It
that
could
part
be.
there.
It could be. And it could be like The way I look at that is that, like, the way that the sled has devastated people in the past too. My heart rate comes down on the sled. You know?
Yeah. Well, you're slow.
Not anymore.
No, nobody's slow anymore.
That's right. Yeah, so rope climb I had as a maybe, and I think that, like, with the bar muscle up, there is a level. I mean, then we're talking about scaling, mm-hmm. right? Which I think would also be appropriate for a hybrid event to have it be like an RX1, where it's like, if you can do all of these things and maintain a high output, then mm-hmm. it should be part of the race.
Yeah, but and I get like, you, and I get you, and I'm not, when I say it's not a hybrid race or whatever, I'm not downgrading it. I freaking love it. It's one of my favorite things to do, right? And same with CrossFit. I love CrossFit. I'm just trying to work that definition where one is one and not the other, where they mm-hmm. bleed over, kind of thing. So yeah, I would. I'm off. I still, being muscle up is just too high skill.
Here's they one have that in RX1, right? They'll have ring muscle ups in there
in the pro division. Yeah, pro
yeah.
Division,
but if it's like, you know, if it's like
ring and bar,
five to even like 15. Right, like that, like people who are good at them can come up and get rolling and be out of there.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. And they're good at, like, pro RX1 is CrossFit. It's a long CrossFit race,
but it's a race. It's a start and a finish.
It is a race. Yes.
There's no big lifts. There's no, like, other.
They still get some
elements.
They get overhead
squats, like,
and snatches.
But not like one big lift outside the race.
No, you're right. There's no run around and then do a max lift and then we calculate a score and there's none of that shit.
That fits my definition.
It's who crosses the line first wins.
Yes.
Yes. And they have just as many judging problems as everybody else.
Of course. Even CrossFit, right? Like, we always look at, like, well, CrossFit's doing it. It's like, it's tough. It's tough.
If CrossFit had perfect judging, there'd be no Hiller. I mean, the guy's made not a fortune, but he's made a living off no reps.
Made a name. Yeah.
Name is that's probably the best way to put it.
I don't know if he's made any money doing it.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
He puts a lot of work into it. I would hope he's making some money.
Nah, he'd be on the grind.
I don't know. Sometimes I find him very entertaining. Other times he's just being a dick.
I don't really interact with his content at all. I don't find that to be like compelling stuff, being like, look at how bad other people are doing. And I think there's a place for stuff like that. It's a way to hold athletes accountable. And like, I don't think it's bad that he's doing these things, but it's just not my cup of tea when it comes to content.
I think some of them, the ones, and that's what I say, some of the ones he does is good, and some of the ones are just him being a twit. But yeah. But I can't watch that. I can't listen to that Savon one. That guy, that's just,
he's okay. I mean, like,
I can't do that one. I can't do that
same,
one.
They're like, you know.
Yeah, they're in the same.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. But it's same kind of deal. It's like, hey, here, we're just gonna say big opinions, but at least sometimes they have opinions. Some of the other people in CrossFit, they're just like saying all the things that CrossFit's great, everything's great, and, you know, I'm here for positivity, but at the same time, it's like, do you really think that?
Yeah,
they're kind of too far on the other direction to me.
Yeah, give me 2 seconds, my dog's donation.
Got you.
My wife let him in the room, and then he got the door closed, and then he's like, I want to go get them.
It's like, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
It's not where I want to be.
Yeah. So the judging with CrossFit, I'm not, sometimes we put CrossFit judging up on this pedestal, and it's no better. It's, they got as many issues as we do. Maybe it might be a little bit more refined, but it's still got a lot of crap going on.
Yeah. I think where they, I don't know. I think that the, like, most of the CrossFitters that are, most of the judges are CrossFitters, right? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just like in classes and everything, and then getting like kind of tactile, like getting called on reps, like by coaches and stuff. There's just like more of an emphasis on it than hybrid racing, where it's like, you are just basically by yourself a lot of the time. And you're just like trying to get through.
Yeah. That's where I go into sometimes where Hyrox and Deca maybe have picked the wrong movements at times too, that make this judging thing a problem, but we can talk about that later if you want. But yeah. So for my definition, it's still better than yours. Yours is way too vague.
No way. That's the a start, finish, mm-hmm. aerobic bias. That's it.
Do you know another one that
you're putting in too much?
No, because I'm precise. I'm exact. Jack would appreciate it.
It was like a three paragraph long definition.
It's one paragraph. It's not even a full note. Here's one that actually got me at first when I was talking about the cardio portion. It was at first I had swimming in it, and then I thought, Christ, you want to talk about high skill movement?
No, for sure. But I mean, like, that would be like how running's a skill.
Do you think? Because again, yeah. I can go across the street and I can tell my neighbor, run over here, and he can run over there, but he's never swam, and I throw him in the pool, he's going to drown. That seems high skill.
He probably can swim. This is just,
he probably won't die.
You just don't like water.
I like to swim. I'm a good swimmer.
We'll give everybody a snorkel. They'll be fine. But yeah, I think it's like, yeah, it's like the swimmers who know how to do it will be better than the non-swimmers. Kind of the same as like running is with high rocks. Like people that have run and can run have a massive advantage.
Oh, huge, huge.
Yeah. So I think it would just be the same kind of thing.
Here's a quick one for you, slightly adjacent. What do you think about in the beginning of CrossFit games when they always have like paddle boards or swimming or anything like that? Do you like, because I'm not a fan of those events.
I don't love the paddleboard thing, and the swimming is like okay.
And then like kayaking, and they always throw like a surprise, whatever. And
that's like with CrossFit being like that unknown and unknowable thing, which I did have a piece of that, like what we'll discuss later, I suppose. Yeah. And I get like, it's just them to me when they start doing stuff like that, it's like, all right, is this a game show? What is this?
It's goofy.
You know what I mean? It's a bit goofy for sure. The problem, you can't really prep. Like,
I put it out there to people like, oh no, they say unknown and unknowable. Great. And I say, cool. All right. Next year, they're going to have an ice skating race.
Right. Right.
It's no different. It's on the same level. By the way, Carolyn Prevost, sure. Huge advantage right there. Smash. Just give her the win.
Crush. Who, there's another, Paige Semenza. Also, Paige Semenza? Hockey player.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you
like
go.
Ohio State or something like that. So there would be a battle up front.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. Those events seem to be, it's whoever just happened to do this activity as a child.
Who lived by water.
Yeah.
Right. You see like the Australians, the coastal Australians, that's like part of their culture. They smash. It's like, that's not because they train that way. It's because they had this adaptation. It'd be like a 3-point shooting competition.
Yeah.
You know, like why not that then? Like,
oh, maybe a dunk contest in the middle.
Dunk contest. All these 5'6" dudes just going up. Like, well, no,
we'll
rep.
Put it like an 8-foot net. It'll be like the 5K.
It'll still be no good. 5K. 5K dunk across. That'd be perfect. And then they'd be like, these athletes are so good. Look at these dunks.
11-foot nets. No. Is there any other move that you would want, that you would say would be out that you can think of the top of your head? Like, I think, like I said, any of those high skill moves, I'm not a fan of. What about,
I'm okay with deadlifts. I'm okay with squats. I'm okay with cleans.
I'm okay with deadlifts. I'm okay with cleans. I'm okay with squats. Cleans, the only thing I don't like about cleans is just it becomes this little judging thing with the elbow, and sometimes I keep the arm straight, and it's a bit...
There's mobility limitations to cleans. A lot of dudes in particular. How's your front rack? Can you get there?
It's not bad, yeah. I took a little while, but I can do it now.
Yeah. Sometimes dudes are just like holding the barbell up front, and I don't think necessarily standard needs to be like elbows all the way up.
Yeah.
I think it could just be hips.
And again, that would, and it could be just, if you can hold it there, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, you're like that. That's not better for you.
Yeah, it's not an advantage to just hold it like that.
No. Yeah. Can't get it to their shoulders at all.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, what about climbs, something like pull-ups?
Hand walk.
Like a wall walk?
Hand walk. Like, you know, the parallel bars they used in the games there?
Hand walk
across. Sometimes you see them in OCR.
Yeah, like the dip. What do they call those things? Yeah, dip bars. I don't remember.
I think they call them parallel bars.
They are parallel bars. I think that'd be fine.
I don't think it's super high skill. I think that's just a strength deal.
For sure. Yeah. I agree.
So I'd be all right. Dips, I'd be all right with, no problem.
Dips would be great. Judging's tough for that, but they could still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to love the thought of dips being in the CrossFit games and stuff. And then I saw some of the kipping they were doing for it, and just like not even dipping, like that bending over. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh, man,
it's like
this
shoulder
is not...
to shoulder to the ring and then kind of coming up. It goes real fast, too. Yeah.
It's not what I thought it would be, but.
Yeah. So really, there's not that many that are out.
No. It's just like I said, when they get into, you know, the crazy stuff, like I said, the double unders, the crossover, a lot of this, you know, I would be fine with one skipping, single skipping, or even a heavy rope skip. No,
heavy rope. Cool.
No problem with that. And despite the joking around, I don't mind the barbell. I really don't. I just find that the practicality of it for mass events, you know, mass participation events and judging is usually where it just becomes too impractical.
I suppose, because you would need judges at that station now as well, where really the judges at the sleds are not doing much. They're just like,
no, it's crossed the line.
Checking your feet on the pole, maybe a little bit, moving the rope, telling you when, they're not really doing much for you. But like in a perfect world, I think that, or for an Elite 15 type of scenario where everyone does get a judge, I don't see why it would be that much more difficult. If you look, if like a heavy squat, I feel like would be easier to do, to see, than a wall ball.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking when you said take that sled out and put the barbell on, I actually really like the sled. I love it as a concept.
Right? Me too.
You know, I really do. I know the struggle with the equality of it, but I love
it's
it
not
as a concept.
Consistent. It's like not a fair piece of equipment.
No, but I love it as a concept. It's just push it,
same,
pull it. It's fantastic.
Agreed.
If I was going to switch it though, I'd switch it with a tire flip or a pig flip. You know, because again, no form, no nothing, just distance, boom, boom, down, boom, boom, back.
Yeah, I think that'd be, I think that would work. Yeah.
That's
for
what I've
push or for pull?
Probably push.
Pull for the push.
If I was doing the pull, I would have made it a seated pull.
You're still using a sled though.
Yeah,
you want the, because you got those biceps over here. You just want to like, look. So you just want to feature your strengths again. We're back on the double unders.
Double unders and high rocks. No, the reason I like it is because one, it takes away from the line thing that they're having problem with and the craziness. Again, it just becomes a pure pull. And I just think it, I don't know. I think when they first set it up, I don't think they intended for people to walk backwards.
I don't think so either. It was and just so heavy.
Yeah. And I think that this would have been a better way to do it. If you had a little board there, you put your feet on it, you pull it backwards, run to the other side, pull it backwards. I think it would have been a better move. So I would have had.
I think that's fair. Just make the weight lighter.
Yeah. Just make it doable. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they haven't changed the weight on the weight. They've just kind of changed the setup and now it becomes feeling easier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've all done on turf sleds that weigh way more than what they do at High Rocks and feel way easier. But
right.
Do you think it's much like big difference? Is it the carpet or the new sled? Because it's been slowly changing. So.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of everything where it's the training, the people putting a focus on it. Like people get, it's easy because it's so low skill. It's easy to get stronger at the sled.
Yeah.
You know, and like, you can train it a lot. Like I've found it's a little bit tough on like the calf and Achilles if you're just going crazy with it. But for the most part, like it's all concentric, so you're not really sore after it.
Yeah, it doesn't crush down on your spine.
You're not like, it's not loaded on top of you. Yeah, you're not overcoming the weight. You're just pushing it. And the new sleds, I think it is that simple. It's like, I think the new sleds are the most important factor for the speed of it, and then the carpet. Look at that.
Wow. Bang. That's cool.
And then the carpet is a factor for sure, but probably less than the sled. Like the carpet, it is just inconsistent. They can be like wet, they can be ripped, they can just be old, and like they're all different pieces. So it's like some of them, like they're just like two lanes usually at a time. Yeah. So they probably didn't get all of them at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Probably like rotating these out when they need it. So the carpet's definitely a factor, less than the sled, but it's a factor for sure.
When they first started setting these up, I said, you shouldn't have the sleds on the carpet. What you should have is carpet runners on the bottom of the sled that can go on every floor.
Yeah.
And that might be a little more consistent, but I wouldn't
care.
I
don't know why they don't do that.
I don't know. Whatever. I keep sending them $1 million ideas. They never, never do. Actually, I shouldn't say that. They do some of them, but they never pay me anything.
Right. Right. You got to keep these things quiet. You got to just make this a pay to listen.
Hey man, I still say that the lines on the burpee broad jump, that's me.
What lines? For the 15 and the grid?
Jump. Yeah. For judging the burpee broad jumps. Actually, I can show you the message. I sent that idea to Mintridge. She's like, yeah, we're going to run with that.
I don't believe it.
It's fucking true, man. It's true.
I don't believe
you
it.
You can go back and listen to old podcasts. Been saying it forever.
I won't.
My world.
I like the idea of just burpee over the line.
Yeah, the only problem is counting reps, right? That's the only reason not to do it.
Yeah, you would need, you would need judges. But you need judges on that station anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you'd be better off doing that than
doing
it
the way they do it. Like your snatch idea, where it's like 10, walk 10, and maybe just 40 or 50 or something like that. And have it.
Yeah, yeah, just one at each line would be great.
Yeah.
The other thing I think with burpee broad jumps, and yeah, we're just moving all over the place, but who fucking cares?
There we are.
with burpee broad jumps is I wouldn't have done the thing where you got to put your hands back down where your feet are. I would have made it where, okay, wherever your feet land, that's where they're planted. Sure, fall forward.
Yeah, why not?
And then,
But
yep.
what do you, can you like but then like are you jumping forward?
No, your feet are planted. That's where your feet are for your next burpee. Where you land is where your feet are for your next burpee.
Oh, you're falling forward.
Yep, you're falling forward. So they
Oh,
actually do this. They actually do this at RX1.
really?
And it does work. Mind you, sometimes they do the jumping forward and people are doing the Superman across the grass.
That's
It
gotta
looks
look
horrible. It's
insane. It's gotta look
terrible.
crazy.
It
Look,
looks
just
crazy.
tipping forward. Yeah, I don't know.
But I mean, if you do it this way, feet down, hands down, kind of walk out or flop forward or whatever. But at
You
least
take it away, you take that away, yeah, I guess,
I
but
don't think it would look any sillier than what we do now.
that's true.
You know,
I
and
don't
it and I
know.
think it would be easier to judge because it's like your feet are there, your feet, you're planted, you're done.
Yeah,
There's no step.
the stagger step's been interesting because like it's not it, I don't really see the advantage. It's like just for optics, I get it, and it's like hard to see if like you're stepping in front of where your hands were. At the one briefing, they're like, you can't, because I started doing reverse stagger. I would step my first foot up to my hands, basically, and my
Yeah.
trail leg would be behind my front foot. And I was like, this is clear that I'm not getting an advantage out of this. But at one of the briefings, they're like, can't do that. I'm like, why? Why does that matter? And I think it's because they wanted the jump to make sure it's 2 foot. But even still, I'm like, I don't really even understand that. Like
Who
a
cares?
1 foot takeoff versus two. Like, I don't.
No.
I think that that would be harder doing a 1 foot takeoff, but I don't know.
I wouldn't care about that to me. It's just like it's just as long as you're not stepping, you're fine. Like,
Yes, right. And we've seen people the slide,
Oh
step in front of the hands,
yeah,
tip
big time.
yourself forward.
Or that first step goes to the hand, the second hat
Second
step
one
goes
comes
beyond
way
that,
over. It's
then the
like
other
you're
one
gaining a
steps
full step.
beside. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've seen some. It's seen a lot of beauty stuff. I still think they're getting better. I will say HYROX has improved massively on
Definitely.
their judging, improved
Definitely.
massively, but there's still a long way to go.
And they're on our asses for sure. They're like on top of us to the point.
Yeah, it was especially for the top 15, maybe even more top 10, but it's the drop off is
Yeah.
massive after that.
Right.
And it's there's still people really competing hard for age group for top 10 positions, like, and the drop off is like off a cliff.
Yes, I agree. When watching a lot of the competition in DC, like they're just volunteer judges who are there all day doing the same type of stuff and just kind of like that's hard, you know. It's no sweat, no like no shots at them, but to sit there and just need to do to judge sled pull all day, you're just gonna zone out a couple times. You're just not gonna be paying. You're not locked in.
Yeah, and I'm seeing a lot of the lunges now on not coming all the way up and doing the almost a not the duck walk, but not
Is
getting the
that
full
against the
extension.
rules?
It is. It says full extension, yeah.
It does say full extension. That's a hard one. They should just take that out
Well,
because
that was
like
another one that I didn't.
everyone's a little tipped over with the bag on their back.
Yeah,
But in the front rack,
I don't mind like them tip over a little bit back, but it's the knees. The knees aren't coming all the way locked up.
oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. And yeah, I've seen a lot of people do it. And like elite people doing it, right? Because
Yeah.
usually those are the ones that you guys are the ones that do it. You guys are the ones that cut corners because you're trying to go so damn fast.
We're going fast. And if we're not getting corrected, like, all right, I guess that's within the rules.
It all the time. I never blame the athletes. This is one of the few things I agree with Hunter McIntyre on. You go to what they allow you to do.
Yeah, I mean the internet sure blames the athletes, but I
Yes.
agree. It's like
You go.
that's on the judges. Like there's a judge out there. It's like you
And
have to.
I don't know how many people on our podcast I've called out for wall balls, for not going to depth, but I never blame them. I blame their judge. Because you
Yeah.
don't know. I've done wall balls. I don't know if I'm going to depth or not. I can't tell. I can't see.
There's a line. There is a line of where you have to cross. So if you're getting said, if it's like yes, then you think you're doing it.
I'm okay. That's
All
why
right.
I still think we need the box. Okay. All
Where are we? Where are we? Where are we?
right. What else do we have? What else do we have here?
So the difference between CrossFit.
Yeah. How do you differ CrossFit to hybrid racing? And to you, it's just.
We talked about the multiple stages, and I believe their bias is in strength.
Yeah, the bias isn't strength.
The
But
bias is in strength.
I find that too hard. Like, how do you def how where do you okay, so like my problem with my definition was low skill, was the word low high skill. How do you define that bias for strength?
I think it kind of comes back to the aerobic piece, right? Like where if in a CrossFit competition, clean and jerks at 225 can be done at a rate where you are able to maintain your aerobic like ability, where for me it's like that's no longer aerobic. Right. It be, not because I'm not aerobically fit for it, but because I'm not strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's things like that. It's like, and again, then it's hard to, then it's like, okay, well, you're just not strong enough to compete in CrossFit. It's like, yes, exactly. Yes,
that's true.
It's like, that's where the strength bias comes in. And then I think there's there's like a skill component that creates like massive bottlenecks, mm-hmm. where it is like freestanding handstand pushups. And then they're always pushing that. So I think that that's a big part of it as well, where the skill makes a major cutoff in terms of like your ability to compete.
Yeah. I think the difference is just in the skill to me, because so much of what, like, I think a Murph is a great hybrid race, you know, and that, I mean, you say that you would say that would be part of CrossFit, but I think that would be, I think a full out Murph race would be a great hybrid race.
Totally.
To me, low skill. No, but even though it's low skill, there may be people who will not able to do it because of the pull-ups and the strength required to do so. But I still think it would be a hybrid race, because I don't think that's a high skill move. I think it's a high strength move.
Yes.
Right. So that's why I still have that in there. I think it's just the skill, the pure skill level is to me the difference. And that's, again, that's why you, without meaning to, convince me that RX1 was not hybrid race.
Don't mind it. If you can be if you can keep above that line and be aerobic plus during the start to finish race, we're talking about hybrid.
All right.
But when we start to 405 deadlifts or something, it's like, okay, a CrossFitter could do this,
mm-hmm.
because of the strength bias. But most people cannot compete in that sport.
No. All right, it's too vague for me, but I'll let you have it.
Thank you. Also, the unknown and unknowable part of CrossFit. That's CrossFit. Okay, I think they're...
Yeah, go ahead.
In hybrid racing, and this could change for sure, mm-hmm. when new races kind of come out, and potentially, I believe, ethics, they set their standard and their movements for a season?
Yes.
I believe. You still know what you're getting into.
Yep.
And right now, that seems to be what hybrid racing does, is having like measurable and quantifiable markers,
mm-hmm.
that you can return to and kind of chase, where CrossFit's like, okay, this year at the Open is snatches and burpee over the dumbbell.
Yeah.
You know, we've never tested that before. So I think that could potentially change. But right now, I kind of like that. I don't think that would be advantageous for a race to be like every race you show up and it's like Spartan, like you don't know what you're kind of getting into.
Yeah. I like that there is, like you say, I like that there's prep. I like to know that I can practice these moves. I can get dialed in and I can just, you know, I enjoy that. I think that's the same. I don't know if I wouldn't be opposed to a company that say, let's say they started and they put, okay, we're doing 5K races, right? This is a 5K hybrid race. We have a pool of 40 moves.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be 10 stations and we have a pool of 40 moves. It may be any one of those 40 moves at the 10 stations. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Like a Spartan race.
Yeah, kind
of
like
Spartan race. Map comes out on Thursday.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
And then like you finish and you're like, man, wall balls, that point of the race, that was crazy. It'd be, and I enjoyed that about Spartan race, where you're like, wow, that sandbag, that was nuts where they had that. So I enjoy that element of a competition, but I like that it's also quantifiable and measurable. I think that's what's very appealing for a lot of people here.
Yeah, well, I'm constantly chasing times. I love the you know, chasing time. It worked great for me. I really enjoy it. I just don't think that defines it. I think that's a cool part about the ones that we're doing, mm-hmm. but I don't think it defines it.
What's different from CrossFit?
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'll give you that.
You're training toward something.
You don't have to worry about being able to ice skate and race.
One day.
Not this year.
They blew it in Wisconsin. You would figure there would be an ice skating rink somewhere up in there.
Oh yeah, they got to hold it like, you know, in December. Go back to Wisconsin in December.
Have it on an actual pond.
Hey, can Bracken play hockey? You would think Bracken could play hockey.
He's a hooper, man.
I know that, but
they're balling. Not gonna be like that in Texas. What could they be? What could they do in Texas? They should have rodeo, bull riding.
I've done
be
that.
prepared. Your preparation is not appropriate if you can't ride this bull. Mechanical bull, probably.
Well, yeah, it's got to be fair. You got to have the same bull.
It's got to be the same bull.
Yeah, same mechanical bull. Like it's set on the same thing, the whole deal. You know,
same sequence, but like everyone's blindfolded. You can't see what the sequence is, so you can't.
It would be a hell of a thing because it is only 8 seconds. I mean, that's very crossing.
They can do it. Remember, they had that, like they've done really goofy stuff like that. They had that hammer thing where they're just like banging on a piece of metal. What else they have? They've had all sorts of goofy shit.
I love that. Yeah, that's the firemen do it, right? That with the sledgehammer, and then they did it at the Spartan Games one time.
Oh yeah, they did do it at Spartan Games. They call it Heavy Banger, I think the event was called.
Yeah, and it's a certain kind of sled. It'll come to me later. Kaiser sled.
And then, is that what it has? Just
yeah,
bang
I believe
on
it's
it?
Called a Kaiser sled, and it's just like it's like an I beam in the middle, and you just hammer it through. Like,
yep.
I love that one. That's great.
That's,
I mean,
that's your style. It's grunt work.
Just grunt work. It's no form,
that?
No nothing.
We can have that. We can do that in hybrid race.
That
no
could
skill.
Totally be absolutely
hand,
low
hand
skill.
Hand him a hammer.
Hammer away. Exactly. Looks cool too. And he's swinging a hammer. I love that, you know, hitting a tire with a hammer, but I could never figure out a way to make that an actual doable race.
No. Now we're getting real into carnival games where you hit the thing, have the thing go
yeah,
hit the bell.
Yeah. There you go. They could do it at
10 bell hits.
Battle Bunker. That'll be fine.
They'll be all about that there.
That's totally Battle Bunker. In the water.
Blindfolded, swinging a hammer.
Was there a worse event than the water bob in Battle Bunker?
Oh my god! And when they like announced that was going to be a thing, I was like, I am the happiest that it did not pursue this event. Like, I mean, that's just something that we've seen with these hybrid events where it just wants to lean into the military side of things for whatever reason. Whenever like all these games that kind of pop up is like, well, we want to see what these athletes would do in these military situations. It's like, why? I don't. Why is this interesting? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I never got it. I mean, I slammed Gorok so bad when they put the wrestling in the first one. I'm like,
oh my god, that killed
me. I was
me.
Just like, that was just irresponsible
for sure. And the way that they did it wasn't even like they weren't even doing it in a way that, like, one, they're like the person could tap out. If you're gonna just do wrestling, do like regular Olympic wrestling, right? Like points on the back, pin somebody. But don't try to like rip someone's head off where the person doing it doesn't know how to do it. The person getting their head ripped off doesn't know how to tap out.
No, or like when. Yeah.
Or when, right. It was it's crazy. They're like, hey, well, at the end, the tip of the spear is violence. It's like, shut up.
And then that's how you win it too. You do all this other crap and then just, you have to wrestle for it.
That was so annoying. That was so annoying. But
yeah, I went off on that one. That was a big one for me. I'm like, you know what? If you told people ahead of time, fine. I don't give a crap. They know what they're getting into. But not knowing ahead of time, that is just lambs to the slaughter.
And even like the way Spartan Games did it, also stupid, but that was like a little bit more safe. Whoever falls down.
Yeah, right? Like, touch the ground, you're
touch
done.
The ground, you're fine. It's like sumo wrestling. Fine. Yeah. Like, I'm surprised they haven't done that at the CrossFit Games. Even CrossFit Games, how goofy they are and how they are still steeped in like some military stuff. They've never wrestled, but they wanted the Gorok took it there. Maybe this year, because Gorok's going to be apparel sponsor. Maybe they'll be out there wrestling. Maybe they're in their ear. It'll be cool. Wrestling. It was great for our event.
Fight. We're gonna fight. Let me see.
All right. What all else? Right.
So here's one. I don't know if I wrote this.
So like if it was multiple stage racing, if there was three races, like a trifecta in the same day, whatever. It could be multiple days. I don't care.
But they're all races.
They're all races.
Yeah, I buy into that.
Okay.
Yeah, I buy into that. I think you could have a multi-event hybrid race. I mean, the whole thing would be a different competition, but each one's a I could buy into
like
that.
Like one could be in the pool, in and out of the pool.
Yep. Yeah, totally.
And one could be like very much rowing, very much biking. And one
although
could be
although I say that the swimming is too high school, but that's okay.
No, nope. Everybody can do it. Doggy paddle
like,
way there.
What if it's like tethered swimming? You know, like you know, we're in one of those swim spa treadmill things they have.
Oh.
Have you seen those? There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
safe. We're there.
Just swimming in one spot. That would be that'd be super entertaining. Not that swimming's not the most. Yeah, swimming's not entertaining enough. Just make them not move.
Yeah. All right. So having your definition in your mind of what a hybrid race is, then when we look at you and I both vote on the top 20 hybrid athletes or hybrid racers or whatever the case may be, how good a job by your definition do you think we're doing at that voting?
At the voting, I mean, well, we're basing it around the events that we have, the way I think of it, right?
But what happens is, with your definition, a lot of CrossFit events become eligible for that competition.
I suppose. What, like Murph? Like, what do you mean?
But,
like,
well, so if you watch a CrossFit event, right? If you're watching CrossFit on the games or whatever, many of their events, by the definition that you would use, would be considered a hybrid race. So you would have to put those people in. And then if you do a definition like Matt does of, hey, here's the problem I have with it.
The parking lot.
He calls it that we're voting on the hybrid athlete, right? The best hybrid athlete. And I think that's where our mistake is, because the best hybrid athlete is probably Jeffrey Adler or Laura Horvath, right? Or somebody who can do a 500-pound deadlift and then run a 5-minute mile.
Carly Wopat. That's where she really comes into the conversation, for sure.
Right. But
like
you can't
general athlete. Yes.
Yeah, you can't quantify it without any form of race results. And who, like, and there's so many, where do we get the people from? Just Instagram, right? Who do you know? So that's why in my mind we need to be voting on the best hybrid racer.
Racer. Are we not? That's what
no,
I'm doing.
I think that's what I do, because I have my definition and I vote on my definition. That's why I stopped putting the RX1 people in there.
That's a hybrid race.
No, God, it's not in my mind.
Canadian.
Too high skill. I know. That's how much I believe in that definition.
Oh my God. Ask
the Canadians. By the way, that Marjorie Lessard, I think she came like 200th in the open.
Is she one of the best?
She's like the best RX1 girl.
The best RX1? Say, I don't know anything about it. So you should be pumping it up.
I used to put her in 20th all the time. She was on there just
also getting votes.
Yes.
No, I'm voting on racer.
Yeah. But see, when you talk about the way Matt does it, and he's like, I want to know who's in the sand lot and can jump into anything and whatever.
That's stupid.
Yeah. That to me is not, because it's not quantifiable.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah. So. Then you're outside of sport. Like, we're talking about specifics of the sport. And I think people, they give us grief on the post. They're like, oh, this is great. High rocks and DecaFit rankings is like, yeah, that's kind of what we're doing. Like,
exactly.
We're talking about the sport part of it. It's like, sorry, the goofy games don't count that much in our book, but like, they just they're not part of a sport.
I try to take certain parts of the goofy games into account. Like, for example, the grit games. There was lots of part of that I took into account, because they were races. They were legitimate events, right? There were some things that I took away, and then some things that I included. But it makes it really hard when you're picking bits and pieces.
It's not a non-factor.
No,
it's not like No, you're not jumping to the top.
Yeah. So in my mind, to be honest, as a whole, we're doing mediocre at best.
Based on the definition of the rankings, because it's athlete and not racer.
Yeah, based on the title.
You're
of
in
what
the
it
semantics.
Is.
You're way in there.
Well, see, that's the thing. The people online, if they come at you and they say, "Hey," because I've actually commented back to the people online. Because I'm the only one who doesn't put Hunter in first place. So I get nicked on this all the time.
You don't have Hunter in first place?
Nope.
Who do you have? Alex?
Rylan.
Oh, you like Deca, though. You favor Deca.
No. Here's the thing. And like I said, I've gone through it before. Hunter is far and away the greatest high rocks racer going. Uh-huh. No doubt about it. 100%. Sorry. Aside from yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. But this is all he's doing. That's it. That is literally it. He's doing like 3 races a year, maybe 4, and he's doing fantastic at it. Rylan is arguably the best, or at least top 3 in DECA.
Mm-hmm.
And you could argue right now he could be top 3 at High Rocks. Dropped off a little bit lately because he hasn't done anything in a while, but he would be top 3 there. And then all the other, you know, he won the... what was the one down?
The Alpha Warrior thing?
Alpha Warrior. He won that, right? Which, until they put in the tug of war, was very much a hybrid race.
That was the goofiest shit I've ever seen.
And wrecked a great
Terrible.
Event.
Terrible. So stupid. I know. I know. I mean, that's up your alley, because that is like, hybrid of like functional fitness and OCR.
Yeah. Oh, I loved
combining those two things.
It was great. And then they put that thing in there and I'm like, oh my God, just why? You had
combat.
It. You were there.
We must have combat.
Combat. Oh, well, at least they didn't give him fake knives and guns. But
yeah,
so that's why I have him first, because Hunter, albeit everybody can say he'd smash Deca, he'd smash this, but he hasn't. And I'm not ranking what people can do. I'm ranking what they've done.
That's fair.
So that's why I have him there.
The argument makes sense, but it's like it's just the level of these events where whoever's best at like the premier event, I feel like just should count a little bit more.
And that's why I still have him right up there.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, he's world champion. He's world record holder. So I still have him in number two.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But well, I'm trying to think of what would be it'd be if you were the college basketball player of the year and then, but like you'd never ascended to that level in the pros, but you're like, but he was still really good in this lesser.
Yeah, maybe.
Not
but
great.
It's still, the thing is, yeah, it's not a great thing because it's the other one, because DECA is still open to whoever wants to do it. And a lot of the same people are doing it, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's why the analogy doesn't work great. I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to figure out something better.
The problem is I'm right. And you can't get around that.
It would be like, here we go. It would be like if you factored in the CrossFit Open when ranking like the CrossFit athletes as equal to the games. It's like, this is a premier, this is a harder, more like prestigious event, but you still won this other one that you beat this person at a different thing, basically.
I would agree if it wasn't a feeder system to the one, like if they were completely separate, but one is actually a feeder system to the other.
But you still won one. You still beat the competition in the open. And then you go to the games and you're like 15th. And you're like, but they won the open.
But
so
that's like,
put them in fifth.
That's like winning a major and then not winning at Worlds and High Rocks.
No, it'd be like winning DECA. I think it's more like winning DECA.
It's
I don't think it's like.
I'm not going to argue. Like High Rocks is definitively a more difficult event to win than DECA. I'm totally on board with that. I absolutely do, and I even favor it more. Like I don't like when I'm my voting, I favor it more, but I do take DECA into consideration a lot more than most of the other guys.
You do, which I appreciate.
There's when I look at it and I look at the people who are competing. And how they're doing in High Rocks and stuff and how they compete against each other. And it is a lot of the same.
Again, game. It's a factor. It's like this. It's another thing. Like, I think I knocked athletes for doing poorly in DECA for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you took a huge hit after the one.
I just take my lumps in these rankings, man. I'm all over the place.
You are the biggest up and down.
Major swings.
Yeah. What's up? You got no consistency in training? Who's your coach?
I just know where to pick my spots. All right, hybrid athlete versus hybrid racer.
Hybrid athlete versus hybrid racer to me is a very simple definition. All right, hybrid athlete is like to say anybody running or swimming or doing it and lifting at the same time. Anybody who wants to call themselves a hybrid athlete, great, cool. You are. You want to be a hybrid racer? You got to go fucking race.
You got to race,
and that's the difference. I think I heard maybe you and Kent talk about that one time, and I remember just sticking it in my head. Like that's, I think it bothers Kent that.
Bothers can't.
So many people are calling. Well, you know what? They can be hybrid athletes all they want. They're not hybrid racers.
The word athlete is a little bit like strange for this because it's like a marketing term now where people are like, yeah, you competed in like a marathon, but like, are you an athlete? Like, I don't like, you're not really competing.
So that,
ran a marathon.
That becomes the gray area. When do you become an athlete?
Yeah, right.
You know, I could look at myself. Am I an athlete? I don't know. Like, yeah, I do a lot of races, but I'm predominantly doing age group and shit like that, right?
You're still out there competing.
Yeah. I consider myself an athlete.
Yes, right? Against other people that are doing the same things that
exactly.
You're doing.
Yeah, so I consider myself an athlete, but if you're just in the gym and like you say you're a guy who deadlifts 500 pounds and runs a 5-minute mile, but never competes at anything, are you an athlete?
Right, exactly.
So I don't know. Does competition affect the definition of athlete?
The title, I think it should.
It
should. Like, and that's why
I like the hybrid racer one because, quite frankly, you need to race to be it.
Yeah. Hybrid athlete sounds cooler.
It does.
But it does. And that's why it's like, I think hybrid athlete is more of a marketing term. Well, obviously a marketing term, but it's more of an aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a look that you want. You want to be like ripped and like, but like also still like muscular.
So you think it's so like a body composition weight. Thing?
I do think that's what it is.
Well, I'm not a hybrid athlete.
No, like, and I've almost never trained for aesthetic, never in my life. And like, there's a byproduct that happens from this type of training, but like the hybrid athletes who are selling it that way, they look amazing. They're completely ripped because they are like doing bodybuilding type workouts to build their body to look a certain way. And they're doing a lot of aerobic work to keep their body fat down. So there you go. That's what they're selling.
By the way, as a personal thing for me, I love lining up against those guys that are absolutely shredded and then smoking them. I remember before DECA Strong and age group, I looked around. There's a lot of friggin' jacked up dudes, right? We're getting ready to go. And I walked over to Ivan Milan. And you know Ivan Milan?
Oh, yeah.
And I went, Ivan, I said, Ivan, let's show them what real monsters look like.
Ivan would be like, I mean, you look, he has size for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you're not like, this dude's about to wreck all these other jacked guys. Like,
No. I've said it before. He looks like everybody's nice Ukrainian uncle.
For sure. He's
just a beast.
He puts out a machine's grip better than anybody in the sport. I honestly like I think Marcus Wallace can hang at that level.
Yeah, like
Hunter probably could too.
When you see him on the rower too, and he is so relaxed and just
he knows what he's doing on those things.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sure. Yeah. He can take like 60 seconds on the lunges and still walk away off the rower ahead of everyone.
And he's won strong 2 years in a row now?
For age group, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He was, I ended up fourth. He was, I think he did like a 12:40 on that course or something like that, 12:40 or whatever. And
on that
he
course,
was good. I think he was the only one sub 13.
Mm-hmm. That age group's tough, man. You're in a tough age group. 40 to 44 and the 45 to 49, those age groups are hard.
One more year.
Then you're up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still not going to be easy.
It's not. I tell you right now, none of those age groups are easy. Like, that one I'm in, it was crazy. So I missed the podium by 4 seconds.
Ah.
And then behind me, I think the next three guys, next three or four guys were like 6 seconds spread.
Oh, wow. Really? Like, it was that tight? Just
super close. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, so watching the heats at DECA is really fun. Every heat all weekend is so competitive. And everybody's like so proficient in everything. They put in the work and then it's a battle out there.
So here's this goes right in the next question. Because I totally agree. If from a viewer, a spectator sport live, I would way rather watch DECA than HYROX. But you put it on TV with the current production values and I'd way rather watch HYROX than DECA, obviously. So in that, what can HYROX learn from DECA and what can DECA learn from HYROX?
Huh. What can HYROX learn from DECA? Well, I mean, just like the big one is just the quality control, the consistency, of course.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the way that HYROX is just set up, they're having a hard time doing that just based off of how big the event is, but DECA is locked in, man. I mean, some courses are going to be a little bit different, obviously. Like the Dallas course is a good example. Like, the show was like,
it was a little more narrow.
Super
yeah.
narrow. but for the most part, like you can come away from DECA and be like, okay, this is generally
a couple seconds here and there.
A couple seconds here or there. Right. And like maybe not always consistent. But so I think that's something that HYROX could really take from DECA. And I'm saying the obvious ones, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's very obvious. And from DECA to HYROX, it's like making the event feel like something.
The production,
for sure. And I mean, I don't know, like just, I don't know if it's something they just never thought, like I'm sure they've thought about it, but like just doing something a little bit more special, something like build things up a little bit more.
I have to think it's a financial thing. Like HYROX really dumps the money into the production, whereas DECA is their Spartan budget,
Let's
right?
pop these
That's,
things up. Yeah. I wish both companies would put athletes in their appropriate age group buckets. I don't know why.
Oh, you mean at the starting lines or?
At the starting line,
Okay, yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah.
DECA for sure. I don't know. Like DECA, it's like it's either elite or you're just kind of like open, right? Or it's like competitive. It's like it's always a mishmash. And I guess it's like evolution of athlete is like, all right, let's go through this event. It's really hard. Let me train. Let me take this event on first, and then it's like racing the actual event is kind of that next step. And most of the athletes in the age group, they don't get a chance to even do that until a championship race. So they have very little opportunity to grow as an athlete because of that. Like, so I wish that that was the case. But I mean, but again, if you're awesome in your age group and like you're competing against age groups below, you know, whatever.
I think as a guy who's an age group guy, I would much rather be lined up with like seven other guys in my age group than, hey, yeah, it's great if I get to line up with you guys. Great, cool. I'm lining up with the best and I get to get my ass kicked by the best. Cool. I don't, it's there is learning experience and I'm gonna run my best when I run against the best.
Right.
But I'm gonna have more fun if I'm competing against my division.
That's what I figured too. You know where you stand.
Yeah.
You cross the line. You're like, wow, I got either fourth or fifth. You're not like, I either got second or 20th. Like, you know?
Like I've had some great races in all sorts of different races with guys I know who have competed against for years, been because we've gone up through age groups together, and it's always awesome because you know where they are, you're pushing you're having a good time. I mean, it's like if you get to race Kent or someone like that, right? It's that same deal, and when you put us all out there in just a big mashup, it's like who am I racing?
I know. I wish they would, both companies would do that. I think HYROX does a better job of that because at least they're putting in like the same genders. And like generally it might be out there at the same time. DECA is just kind of
And
like, go on out there, ready, go.
I'm sure sometimes, especially with DECA, that is a case of maybe we just don't have the numbers set and ready to do that, or people have signed up for different timelines. But I mean, obviously, they
It
did a
would have to be
world.
someone's job, and that's not something that they're
No, because everybody's already doing four jobs,
right.
so they can't possibly do another.
Right. What do you
Yeah.
think on this one?
So I think obviously for me, DECA 2, the biggest thing is I think they should take away from HYROX is look at the success they have now had with the production values of the live streams and how much attention they've got. And I think it makes a big difference. I agree with you. I'm totally on the actual event itself needs to be done. I also think DECA needs to take away the treatment of the elite, the top. They need to make a bigger freaking deal about it. Then, like HYROX is all, who's the Elite 15? Who's this? And they're promoting it. They're promoting it. We're paying attention. We're watching. You're trying to just get into the Elite 15. We don't even know how many people qualify for Worlds a decade.
I mean, yeah, that's just something that's not gonna happen, right?
Yeah,
Just because
but
it is Spartan, like.
that's one of the things I'd like them to take away is to make a bigger deal and make it more special. When you guys were at Worlds, Craig, give them some shirts, give them some swag. It's not expensive, like just cheap crap, like whatever. But make a big deal of
Something,
it, right?
I know. I
Yeah,
know.
it's.
I agree. I just can't because I feel like Spartan went that route. They tried to make this big deal with the athletes, and now they're like, actually, this isn't making us any money. Like, so
Yeah.
now they're probably looking at this like, why would we do that? What we did here over there, we're just not gonna.
Yeah. So that's when I take as far as HYROX from DECA. Yeah, you're right on the nail on the head on the consistency of courses and also the fixing a qualification system. The qualification system works for DECA doing just times. It doesn't work for HYROX doing just times.
No,
And
I
I
don't know
mean
what they're gonna
that's
do.
well, I mean, I've thrown it out there many times what I think they should do. And again, it's super simplistic, but it's make the majors open, make five of them, top three from each one go on to Worlds. If there's already qualified, you roll down to the next three. Shoot, score easy. And then you just you're you want to do they want to do the reason they don't do that, I assume, is because they want to do the grid
That
for
would
the
hurt
majors.
production value.
Yeah, it would hurt, but we'll see how that works if they do televise the LCQs
Yeah,
because they won't be
supposedly they're
under.
gonna.
Yeah.
I that's what I've heard. I don't know what they're gonna do, but or anything. I've never heard anything official, but
I don't think it'll hurt it that much, and I think it would make it so much better because then no one will care about if this course is fast and this course is slow, and they don't have to try to do the impossible and make them all the same in their different venues. And yeah, there'll be, if you're one sled beside the other one's not the same, that's a big of an issue, but it
Or bounces.
solves their biggest problem they have,
No,
right?
and I don't know. I don't think they know. I don't. I'm worried that they don't consider it a problem.
Yeah, I know. And I've had people tell me this, like the argument I've heard put forth to me is, well, who should be in the Elite 15 that's not? And I'm like, you can't just say that because you don't know. But what I
Right.
can say is, and I think you've said this or at least hinted towards it, is without huge roll downs, Dylan's not in it.
Yep. Palio's not in it. I'm not
Pelayo's
in it.
not in it. You're not in it. So it's not so much a matter of who would, who, you know, who should be there, shouldn't, but it's a matter of who's there that maybe wouldn't have been,
Yeah.
you know. And then who's to say that somebody like a James Kelly would have been in there in different circumstances, right? You can't say when it changes. All I know is if they had a chance just to race each other to get their way in the worlds, then the right people are going to get there.
I agree. I 100% agree. And that's why I would like it to be you race at a qualifier that will qualify you for a major. Like you race your way into the majors. Like New York and LA are qualifiers top seven or whatever, qualify into the North American Championship.
Yeah, I'd be down with that. Yeah,
Something
yeah,
like that.
yeah, yeah. Any way that is race your way in is great. And I'd even be all right with the majors if they had like a any, you know, not anybody can go in it, but anybody who has a time under, you know,
Like
70 for
a mark.
guys, yeah, like a
Yeah.
mark. But it, but like a high mark, like in, you know that anybody legit could hit.
Yeah, there should be some kind of standard.
You know, it could be like 65 for guys, 70 for
Yeah,
women,
I think
right?
that's fair.
Something along that. 'Cause even if you have a bad course, an elite hybrid racer is going to hit sub
You go under
65.
65.
Yeah,
Yes.
right. So that's the thing that'd be with them, and that kind of solved that. I think that's just so simple, and I really have no idea what they how they do it, why they do
And
it.
there is like people send me some stuff sometimes about like because all this data is available, right? So now it's like, what was the fastest course, like run course? Like, oh, what was the one that just happened? Oh, Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
This course was the fastest run and rock zone course of the entire year, right? And it's like, okay, well, shouldn't that say, like, why is this? And that's the guy, the people who are at this on the elite level, these are not elite 15. Like, how can we just be like, okay, they're just great, they're just good now? Like, these guys have not run this fast. No, they just did. And the fastest station course has been Maastricht.
Oh,
And it's
yeah.
like, yeah, it's like, okay, like you guys are just measuring shit wrong. Like, this is just not measured correctly.
I am really hopeful in Toronto that I can go walk around with a wheel. I'm gonna see if they'll let me.
Ooh, yeah, just do it.
Oh, I'm just gonna show up and just start doing it, right? And see. I mean, I know the people running it, right? So maybe they'll let me get away
Just
with
like
it.
act like you should be there.
Oh, that's what I do all the time.
Yeah, you're good to
I
go.
might put my hard hat on and just go. What are you
Just
doing?
throw some kind of vest on.
Fault lines? Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, just regulating.
All right. So one of the biggest problems with high rocks is still judging standards. So we'll talk about this.
Okay.
How would you fix the judging standards for them? And I'm obviously they are improving, but the only three stations have a problem: burpees, lunges, wall balls.
Outside of the things we've talked about, like the change, like and not changing the movements, fixing the actual judging. I don't know. This is a good question. I haven't put a ton of thought into this because it's just like I feel like that it is just such a challenge because they
Because
are doing it better. It's just going to take time.
yeah,
I
because
think it's
we
just
bitch about it all the time, but like I always figure if you're going to bitch about something, you should be able to offer a
all right. And
solution of
that's where
some kind.
and I'm like that. I'm like, hey, like I'm. It's on the like we see officials affecting sport all the time, all the way up,
It
right?
does
It's
happen.
just like gonna be kind of like part of the game. Like I don't find it to be the reason I think it's a problem is because they're still going on times, and if they just like took out the times, but it's still not fair. Like one person next to another person, and one judge is more lenient than the other. What do you think about the technology, the AI, like
Targets.
the targets? And I heard that they were going to have some sort of camera sensor that's going to be able to. I think it's just the robots are going to do it for us at some point. They're going to
So,
call
oh, I thought you mean the robots were going to do the wall balls for you. No,
us.
So back on like our third episode, we had E-Rock and Mintra and stuff on. So like
What?
2020, And E-Rock said at that point that people are working on a sensor where you could they could judge the depth of the thing. Because I said at that point that I think that will be very difficult to judge, right? Because
Been on it since day one.
anytime I hear squats, it's been like that's like the worst move for any kind of judging. Because one, I don't like the way they word it in the rule book, but just it's such
Which
a hard
part?
thing to say. They
The hip
say
crease below the knee?
no, it doesn't even say crease. It says hip below the knee. What part of the hip and what part of the knee?
It says hip below the knee. I thought it
Yeah.
said hip crease.
No, that's CrossFit. So
Huh.
we all just assume that it says the same thing, but it doesn't. It says hip. So it's
Huh.
like what part of the hip below what part of the knee? I personally love, I like bottom of the ass below bottom of the knee.
Low bottom of the knee, meaning like the like below like
Yeah,
your
essentially
top of your calf.
your crease of the knee, right? Yeah.
That's a little higher too, I think, right?
I think it is a little bit higher. Yeah.
I think that would be fair. That'd be easier.
And it's easier to spot because it's a lot
Yes.
easier because that crease on the
Crease, you're kind of
top.
looking across the body.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and everybody's so many people, especially people with big quads, like they're so rounded.
True, true.
And you know, I mean, you look at Dani Spiegel, right? Like her thing, she's been struggling with that because one, I don't think she's going deep enough. But two, yeah, her quads are huge, so it's deceptive in the look, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And then a lot of people don't point this out, but people with really good ankle mobility and their ankles go far forward and then their knees go closer to the ground. And then even though their ass is like nearly ass to grass, they're still not technically hip below the knees because their ankle mobility has come so far forward.
Interesting.
So, I mean, like I'm just looking at the body mechanics of it, and that's why I think ass below the knee works.
Huh. And if they had sensors, right, then I guess you could just plug one on. Like, I guess it could be a wearable. A wearable would be a problem because you could lose it. But if it was like two cameras that would like kind of follow.
So, did you see the out or what's it? Were you? I don't know. No, in DC, they were wearing a different outfit. Like it was a new kind of Elite
Who
15
was?
outfit, the
Oh,
Elite
yeah.
15. And I think there was a line on the shorts or on the pants, and
Oh, yeah.
you could actually see better with it. So I,
Maybe they put us in, yeah, put us in uniforms and it's just like you can visually
Same line.
see it.
I'm still for it. I'm still for it, and I'll say it to the end of time. Put the box down. 14 inches or 15 inches for men, 13 inches for women. It's fine.
The thing is just it already looks silly enough. We already take so much flack. We're not, I'm not, if we had to squat to a box, I don't think I would do it.
Really?
If this
You
start, if
wouldn't
this
have
sport
even.
started and they're like, and
If it was
watch.
there in day one, you would never have noticed.
Like, this is dumb. I'm not going.
No, you wouldn't. You
I
wouldn't.
wouldn't go.
I don't think. Lies.
I'd be
Full of
like,
lies. Why are you always lying?
just, I'd be like, this shit is dumb. I'd be like all these CrossFitters online talking shit. I'd be like, not doing it.
I told you, I think I sent
Squat
you
to
guys
a
the video. Like
box.
CrossFit used the box in Dubai.
No, but that was a different movement. The deck squat, that's more of like
Doesn't
an
matter. You're doing the
accuracy.
same thing. You're
That's
squatting down
not
to a
the
point.
same thing. If they, they're, that's like the jumping up and
But
down.
just think. Okay, so if you had the box with a sensor on the box, a sensor on the wall ball, bang, 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 no issues.
Stupid.
It's not stupid.
It would look so lame.
It worked.
It would look worse than ram burpees.
You know what I actually saw when they were doing the 24.1 announcement? They showed this old video of the workout they made them do before the 24.1. I don't know.
The 165 clean and jerk.
No,
Six minute
the one
4 to 6
the
minutes.
one that the four women did, and it had some kind of name that sounded
Oh,
kind of I
Nasty
can't
Girls or
remember.
something like
Nasty
that.
Girls.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why it got so many hits online because it's called Nasty Girls.
Oh,
They in the video, they were squatting to a med ball.
I did see, and they were flying. They were
Yeah, they
going
were flying and they were
so
squatting to a
fast.
med ball. And I'm like, it didn't, nobody cared. Nobody said that looks too goofy. We can't do that. Hell, they brought it back.
No, I
I
don't
will
like
die
that.
on this hill. This
I
is,
don't like that.
I've got Tara's back on this one.
I'm waiting for technology to come save us. And then just like, I don't know, like the more familiar judges become, I think a lot of it is just like it's hard no repping people.
It's
You know,
very
it's just
hard.
like everyone's trying really hard and it's hard to be the bad guy, even though like you need to stand for it. You need to be like, here are the standards. And most people are like, I just want this person that I'm watching to do well. They're trying so hard. And like, but I think the more familiar these judges get, like I think training.
I think training would be huge, and I think again, better wording on the rules would be better for both brands. I, you know, toward some of the things. And again, to give judges keys, the lines on the Burpee broad jumps have helped a lot. I think they've made a big difference. And I do think, honestly, if they put the Elite 15 in shorts with lines on them, man, it would make a big difference. It would work. It would help a lot.
Like half tights.
The sensor, I think, is going to help if it works.
I think the sensor will help. If it apparently, I didn't hear any negative about it, but it was only on a 3 to 4 targets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think it's a good idea. I know they tried a different kind before and it didn't work very well. This one seems to work better.
Yeah, I don't know if sensors could work on burpee broad jumps. BK was saying something like that. It's like put the wrist and the ankle. And yeah, I was like, maybe.
I think the lines work. They could put more lines and like half them even still, because you make it even a little bit closer. But I think it's fine. I don't understand why everybody struggled so much with the burpee broad jump rule when they said a forearm. Well, one, okay, there you go. Saying a forearm's length is just daft. Don't say a forearm length.
It's
not,
it's
30 centimeters, 12 inches,
yeah,
whatever you want to do. Either of those is fine. Great. But yeah, that they need to clean up some of the wording in the rule books. And that's another thing that I've mentioned to them. Hopefully. And they listen. I get response. So that's all I can ask for.
They change things. I mean, it's usually season based. But they
probably
should
be season based.
It should be season based, yeah.
That's something I've had problem with DECA this year, where they changed the rules midway through the season.
Oh, that's Spartan always.
Yeah. Like, we'll just, here's the one.
Yeah.
And you know, to be perfectly frank, I had a part in that helping make the new rules. But
and it's like, you don't have to change it now.
Yeah.
They went ahead. They loved the idea.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, I mean, they knew they needed stuff done. They needed stuff done. I do like, and again, I'm going to take credit for this, putting the bike seats at zero.
That is a good call.
Yeah. And that was because that was from 2022 when they decided you let you guys go out and adjust them.
Yep.
So that you had your bike. And then, again, you can listen to the podcast we did with Yancey before Worlds. And he said, we're not doing that this year. And I said, well, why don't you zero the bikes out? Because then everybody's got to adjust it.
Yeah.
And they didn't actually for the first, was it your guys? Some wave, there was a first wave or whatever. They didn't do it. And then they started to do it.
I don't remember. I was on a different planet at that point.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I had to adjust a seat. I don't think I did, because I just came right in after somebody.
Yeah.
Because I was getting killed. I was getting killed that bad that somebody was out already. So I came in, popped on their bike. Because I guess that would be the issue with that. But whatever.
Yeah. All right. So if you had to, here's the thing. If you had to make your own hybrid race, just a quick definition, how would you set yours up? What would it be? Or what are some of the movements that you'd use? And thinking that this is a mass participation event too. So you got to make it practical.
Because
the one you guys made that one for race,
it was great.
Like the one that Heather did and Lauren did. Mm-hmm. It was a great workout. But man, that's not a practical race.
It had rope climbs, had clean and jerks.
Oh, I love rope climbs. I love rope climbs. Clean and jerks?
Well, so grab five rope climbs. Huh?
Five rope climbs? I'm down with the rope climbs. Legless.
There's not a ton of running. Either. Whatever you want. Gotta have legs. I usually go legs. If I was to I don't even know, man. I don't know if there is is something that kicks around a bunch of times. I don't necessarily think the order or the movements are going to change that, are going to like be groundbreaking at this point.
Yeah.
You know, but personally, I mean, I'm a runner. I lean running. I like that running is so heavily in it.
I'm good with the running heavily in it, even though it doesn't favor me, but I like nice. The heavy running.
Yeah, like I'm okay with like even like that Athics event that is like, what is it, 1K ski, 2K row, 4K bike, while the other
5K run, something 5K. Like that. Yeah.
I don't mind having like the heavy machines. I think that'd be cool. There's not great to watch. I would want more barbell. I would want more dumbbells. I would want bar muscle ups in there. I would want it to just be. I would actually.
So you want RX1.
I want RX1. And it would be something like, instead of like 1,000 meters of ski at a time, it'd be like 1,000 meter run, whatever, however long a run. And then 3 rounds, 250 ski, 10 dumbbell snatches. So you can see what's happening within the stage still.
Yeah. I like And again, HYROX has helped it with the monitor picking how long, how far along you are on your ski and your row and stuff. And that's been a great deal because, man, watching people on that thing for 4 minutes not knowing where
Shit is
anybody's
boring,
at is
dude.
boring as fucking
Yeah.
hell.
Yeah.
And it's helped. It's better, but it's still a long, boring part of it. Like that's why I maintain that entertainment wise, I'd rather watch a DECA than I would. And actually,
That's an analogy.
I'd rather watch a DECA mile. Like
Less
that DECA
running.
mile at Worlds. Super exciting. Close finishes, fast action. Everybody's moving. I know Matt bitches all the time. Oh, they're in and out of the box in like 30 seconds. I'm like, yeah, it's fast. It's exciting. Right? I loved watching that. That's to me is that's my favorite hybrid race to watch.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's there's not much that can even happen within the stations though, because how good people are getting. What is I'm trying There's an example here that I'm trying to think of that like everybody's just good.
Yeah, like a good box overs is probably like 32 seconds and a bad one's 34.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
So
So you
I
have like
get what
sit
you're saying.
ups and
But isn't that what
lunges
we want?
with
Isn't that what we want? We want everybody close? Like,
it would happen anyway. That's naturally what
yeah.
would happen.
Yeah.
As the sport, and that's, we're going to see that with HYROX too. It's like everybody's going to be about as fast as they can be on all the stations, and whoever's the fastest runner is going to
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be whoever can maintain. And
Yeah.
it'll eventually it'll be everything will be unbroken. Like
Yeah.
sled push will be unbroken, sled
It's
pull,
like if you
everything will be
everybody's going
unbroken.
to do two flat, like 155 to like 205,
Yeah. And but that's when you know your sport has gotten there, is when
yeah,
everybody's that dialed in. So
for sure.
I look forward to that. And it might not quite be like a track where it's that close because, there's so many different aspects and mistakes can be made, mistakes can
It's
be made,
long. It's a longer
and it is
event,
longer,
yeah.
but it'll be much closer. I mean, like it'll be like I could see a lot of 10 second finishes and stuff. And like the whole Elite 15 on the wall balls at the same time kind of deal.
Yeah, I wish they would change. I wish they would finish with a run. I would finish with a run, my event,
I'm with you.
100%.
I had designed a whole event, right? Was gonna
Let's
do
hear
it, ran into problem with actually I had the venue,
Oh,
everything
you were
ran
gonna
into
do it. You
yeah,
were
ran
gonna
into
do
problem actually because we were doing charity one, ran into problem with the freaking charity setup.
it.
And then I'm like, I have a full-time job. I can't fix this. I don't have
Like, do you
time.
want this or not? Right.
Yeah. And I'm like, forget. So event, 400 meter track, which again made only sense to me. Why none of these people are on 400 meter tracks, I have no idea. So it was going to be a 400 meter track, and on the track as well was a rope climb. So every time you did a lap, you have to do the rope climb. First zone, so you do 400 meters, rope climb in the middle. First zone was a ground to overhead with the dumbbell, with the step forward every time for each rep, so that you can hold it overhead. The next one was,
How many reps?
I had it for, I think that one was 30 reps.
50 and 35?
50 and 35 for 30 reps. Then the next one was, I think that one was surrenders. So instead of lunges, it's sort of surrender essentially. So weighted surrender sandbag on the back, both knees to the ground, stand up, walk to the next line. Both knees to the ground, stand up, walk to the next line. Again, so nobody has to count reps. You get to burn each line. And I believe that was 30 as well. I had a tire flip in there. And that was going to be 300 for men, 200 for women. Pounds, not distance. Had a sled pull. I didn't work out the weights for that because weight would be dependent on the grass
The
essentially,
surface, yeah,
surface.
right.
Had a heavy slam ball shoulder carry. So you pick up, carry it with shoulder, put it down, pick up, carry it with shoulder, put it down. And sorry, that didn't, my bad. That didn't have to be shoulder. That was bear hug up to the front.
Okay.
And that was
Okay.
heavy.
Like 150.
Yeah, it was 150 and one. So I was
I like
that
that.
one. And then what else was there? I had the burpee broad jumps in it as well, where feet planted. I think that was it. I had
Tipping
eight, no.
forward.
Tipping forward. Yep.
Just
Feet
tip them
land, you
over.
go tip floor, timber, away you go. But at the end of it, instead of going for another lap, so after the rope pull, the sled pull with the rope was the last one. It was a seated rope pull. After that one, you got up and it was like a 80 meter sprint across the edge. Right down to the end. So you'd kind of finish like if it was on a football field, right? You'd finish in the end zone. So your rope pull is at one end, kind of get off the rope pull, loop around, and straight down, not on the track, on the inside of the track.
So a
And then
proper kick, just
proper
one
100,
big kick.
100 meter
Wow.
sprint. So
You need
yeah.
the run at the end. The run at the end has to happen.
I love the run at the end. Even if it's
Yeah.
short. I told Yancey, I said I thought that even DECA Strongs and Miles should have like a little finish line 2 feet in front of where you finish. You just set the ram down, and you run across the line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no,
I agree.
I like the run to finish. I don't know which if it was you guys that came up with that at first, but I've just thought, yeah, a run to finish, that pure sprint is just
We
great.
talk about it with Spartan all the time too. It's like the A-frame, and you walk, jump over the fire. It's just like
Yeah, it's like 20
anticlimactic.
feet and yeah.
Yeah, it's not like if they gave it 200, 400, 800 meters to kick it in, it'd be really exciting.
800 would be a bit too much, I think. I
Come
guess that's
on.
like a full half mile.
So what?
That's your running preference. No.
Yeah,
One to
finish with a
two, one to
thousand.
two,
Start.
200.
We'll just start on the ski, and then we'll
Finish
just
with a
finish
thousand.
with
That's
the.
a even you guys. That's like a 3 to 4 minute run, and it too
But it
long.
gives people time. You can see people coming.
Yeah, too long, too long.
Whatever.
Need like 30, 40 seconds at the most.
200 meters. 200 meters.
I'll go 200. 200's okay. All right, man. I kept you long enough.
I appreciate you having me.
I've proved you wrong on everything. That's all I need, you know. Barbells suck.
Jeez.
They hurt my finger.
The definition's been we've made the definition. Aerobic bias, start and finish. Skills are fine.
What we've
Let's
done.
let people develop their skills. Okay? Quit you don't believe in the athletes. You don't believe in the people that they can do muscle ups if they try. They can do double unders if they practice. The people can do it.
No, they can't. We're all
They can
useless.
do it.
We are absolutely useless.
Bias aerobically versus seven paragraphs of a you push
Seminar.
some, you can do two-legged squats, not one-legged squats,
That sounds right.
sandbags with handles, not without handles. Too much you got going
By the
on.
way, I did do pistol squats today that were actually legitimate.
Nice.
Yeah,
If you hold the weight in front of you, have you tried that with the counterbalance?
and I can do that easier. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just I'm really heavy up top, so if I can't put my knee forward, I just
Just too
fall
yoked.
backward.
Get on those
Yeah.
calves. Get on that foam roller.
Oh, dude, I got huge calves.
That's why they're all tight.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You got
All
cows
right,
down
man. So
there.
we've done what we always do is we spent a lot of time talking and solved absolutely nothing. So perfect. Awesome.
Great.
All
There
right.
will be more podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in.
See you.